Mr. President, this year we mark a special anniversary, the 75th anniversary of one of the darkest days in our nation's history. It is important that we honor our veterans and remember that our nation and her allies brought light and freedom back to countries around the world. Mr. President, today our victory over the Axis powers is an accepted part of history. It's a tale of heroes that many Americans can relate to through films like Pearl Harbor, Saving Private Ryan. But Mr. President, in those movies, the outcome is never in doubt. The forces of freedom always prevail, but back in 1941, that's not the way it truly was. We were fortunate that we still have our greatest generation to remind us of just how dark that those days were. America and her allies knew that there was no turning back, and on December 7th, 1941, will forever be remembered as a pivotal point in world history. On that day, the Imperial Japanese Navy launched a surprise attack on the Pearl Harbor Naval Base in Hawaii. That attack lasted only 2 hours, but caused tremendous damage and loss, and ultimately shaped the world that we live in today. Over 3,500 military personnel and civilians were killed or injured. 19 ships were either destroyed or run aground, and more than 300 American aircraft were either destroyed or damaged during that attack. And Pennsylvania also suffered loss on that day. There were 22 known servicemen from Pennsylvania who lost their lives at Pearl Harbor. These men and women served valiantly to protect and defend the freedom of our country. Mr. President, I believe it's our duty as Pennsylvanians to forever remember those individuals who were lost that day and honor them, which is why I, along with my chairman, Randy Volokovich, offer this resolution. It was through the valor and bravery and sacrifice of American soldiers, sailors, and Marines that that long, bloody war was won. Their determination and dedication, perseverance, and drive carried the day for the Allies and earned the grudging admiration of the foes as well. So, Mr. President, I ask that we remember the spirit of America by honoring those who served and also by never forgetting those who died on December 7th, 1941. And I ask my colleagues to join me in an affirmative vote for this solemn resolution. Thank you, Mr. President.